Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Welcome to this episode, How to Ease Stress and Avoid Burnout. Feeling stress is a normal thing. It's your body's response to pressure. Stress is a feeling of emotional or physical tension. I know I carry my stress in my jaw. I literally clench my teeth. Stress can come from any event or thought that makes you feel frustrated, angry, or nervous. It's usually accompanied by feeling a lack of control. So while feeling stress is normal, if you continue to feel stress over a period of time, it can lead to a feeling of burnout. To support you to ease your stress and avoid burnout, today I wanted to share three steps that have worked for me and for my clients. Step one is to understand your energy levels. We've all heard of the notion some people are early birds and some people are night owls. Some people enjoy getting up early in the morning, showing up before others and getting into their work early. Others prefer to ease into their day, but find their best energy comes later in the afternoon or the evening. The truth is, there's nothing wrong with either style. So as long as we can appreciate other people's styles and not assume they're slacking if they're finishing early or starting late. What's really important though is that we take a moment to understand our own energy levels and cycles. We all have a cycle, moments where we have loads of energy and can focus easily, and moments when we're a little flat and we struggle to come up with creative ideas. Being in tune with your energy levels and cycle can allow you to do your best work when it suits you. The mistake we often make is that we start our day doing rather mindless activities, such as checking our email. We've put off the harder piece of work until it's too late in our energy cycle and we don't have the focus or attention to do it well. So I invite you to take a moment now and think about yourself. When do you have good energy levels and good focus? What can you do during those periods? How can you use your diary more effectively to schedule your time around your energy levels and cycles? It doesn't mean that you'll never have to do tough work when your energy is low, but planning and using your energy wisely, it can support you to reduce your stress levels and in the long run, avoid burnout. Step two is to focus on your circle of influence. Now, if you've been with me for a while, you know I'm a big one on the circle of influence. It's a tool from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Essentially, everything we do falls into one of two areas, our circle of concern or our circle of influence. Your circle of concern is all those things that might cause you concern, but that you have absolutely no ability to change or influence, including other people's behaviors, other people's opinions, other people's reactions. There's nothing you can do about other people. Your circle of influence is the things that you have direct control over, your attitude, your beliefs, your actions, your behaviors, your own results. You can change these. You can make a difference. In fact, the more you focus on your circle of influence, the more proactive you are. And as a result, the size of your circle can grow. So you can actually grow your circle of influence by being more proactive. So reflect now on what have you been worrying about? What's been on your mind? And then ask yourself, is it in your circle of concern or your circle of influence? If it's in your circle of concern, what can you actually do to bring it back into your circle of influence? I'm going to give you an example, and I know it's very basic, but it illustrates the point. I can't affect if my girls have a good day at school. I might worry about them having a good day at school. That's my circle of concern. But to bring it back into my circle of influence, what I can focus on is ensuring they get enough sleep, that they eat a healthy meal, that I get them to school on time or early. The rest is up to them. So you can see the difference between the circle of concern and the circle of influence. Unnecessary worry or concern, it has a huge impact on our stress levels. And down the track, it can cause you burnout. So ask yourself now, what can I let go of? What can I let go of and bring into my circle of influence? Step 3, create new productive habits. Now, there's a model of success that says your thinking patterns directly impact your attitudes, which impact your behaviors and therefore your results. So I want you to think of sort of layers building up. Your thinking patterns, your attitudes, your behaviors and your results. It becomes cyclic because the results that you achieve, the endpoint, then impact your thinking patterns. And it forms the habits, the things we do without thinking. Do you know Einstein's definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results? This step is a little more complex than the other two, and it might require you to do some journaling, but I want you to dig deep and ask yourself, what habits have I formed that I need to change to get different results? So think about the layers, you know, stacking rocks down by the riverbed, the thinking patterns, the attitudes, the behaviors, and the results, and they all impact each other. So what habits have you formed that you need to change to get different results? Do you scroll through social media during your coffee break, or do you chat with a friend? Consider which habit could have a better long-term result for you. Chatting with a friend, whether on the phone or in person, provides an opportunity to learn, to share, to connect, and you never know where that chat might go. Or another example, do you watch Netflix when you get home, or do you sit around and share with your family? Again, consider which habit could have a better long-term result for you. What you need to ask yourself is, why do you pursue that activity or that habit? And understanding your thinking patterns will help you change the habits, create new habits, and become more productive in your approach. Being more productive in the little aspects of your life will help you be more productive in your work and in the bigger picture of your life. It's the little things that truly do make a big difference. Stress can become a big deal. For some people, it is absolutely crippling. But there are actions you can take right now to change your stress levels and in the long term, avoid burnout. So I'm inviting you to make a decision now. What one thing can you do that will make a difference in your life? You can't reinvent yourself overnight, so don't try. Keep it simple. Keep it manageable. One thing you can do right now to make a difference in your life. You've got this.